Ritual is hardly the only brand running a Black Friday sale, and you've probably got tons of baby items on your list. But how about what your body needs? With a range of pregnancy-safe nutrient support, including natal choline and their best-selling prenatal multivitamin, Ritual is where you can use your savings to support you and your baby. Products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through their trademark traceable supply chain. So don't skip the essentials. Shop 40% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by the Liberty Line. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod, Twitter, Instagram, what are the other ones? Threads, Blue Sky, all that stuff. Be sure to go give me a follow over there. On today's episode, we will be talking about some of the injury news that is going on with the Eagles. We have playoff scenarios. I know it's early. We still got 7 weeks of regular season football, but we do have a path to the number one seed that I'll go over with you guys, as well as some key matchups in this weekend's matchup against the Los Angeles Rams down in SoFi Stadium. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Bring it to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Thank you guys for always taking care of that for me. It doesn't go unnoticed. I appreciate you guys. I apologize for the later show today. I wanted to wait for practice, wait for the injury reports to see what was going on. So a little bit of a later show today, but I wanted to make sure I had that information for you guys. So to start, we have some housekeeping notes, beginning with yesterday's news about Bryce Huff. Of course, it happened right after I recorded yesterday because that's how it goes. But Bryce Huff underwent surgery today, I believe, to repair a wrist issue. He initially suffered that injury a few weeks back. I believe it was during warmups of the Jacksonville game. And he has been playing with a hand cast for extra protection ever since. The last two games he's been playing with it. The Eagles opted for Huff to get it fixed now so that he can be available for their stretch run, for their impending playoff run, we all hope, and things of that nature. So he took care of it today, had surgery today. We don't know anything about recovery times. I haven't gotten word of what they're going to do about IR, if they're going to place him on injured reserve or what have you. But I'll be sure to update you guys when I find out. But for now, he's got the surgery, and he'll be out for a few weeks. So we'll see what happens from there. It's been a slow start for Huff. As we all know, he signed that $51 million deal last offseason to kind of replace Hassan Reddick, be the younger guy, and he's only had 2.5 sacks, 4 QB hits, and a forced fumble in the 10 games he's played so far this season, and that's a far cry from the 10 sacks he had in 2023 with the Jets. We did see him catch fire, but he was gaining some momentum over the last few weeks, so it sucks to see that kind of stunt, but maybe the break is what he needs and he'll come back and he'll get us a key playoff sack or whatever, whatever the situation may be. So looking forward to seeing Bryce Huff come back and see what he can do for the defense. One exciting thing to come out of this injury, we will see more of Jalix Hunt in an increased role. He's bring some juice. I believe he had that tapped ball against Dallas, if I remember correctly. So he's been in the mix a little bit already in that rotation. He's figuring to have a more increased role in this defense. He's been seeing an uptick of snaps as of late. So we'll be seeing more of him, I'm sure, along with Nolan and Brandon Graham and Josh Sweat. So be on the lookout for that. Jalen Hurts was a limited participant in yesterday's practice. He was in the final day of a strengthening program for his lower body that started after last week's game. So I know we all got wide-eyed at the ankle. We saw the injury report and saw the ankle and said, oh, no, he's still dealing with the ankle thing. But to my knowledge, he was doing a program that's supposed to strengthen his lower body in some way and get him ready for the second half of the season. So yesterday was the final day of that. He was a full participant in today's practice. So, of course, he's going to play Sunday. Should be good to go for the remainder of the season. A little more worrisome here is Devontae Smith, who missed a second straight day of practice today with a hamstring injury. He was noticeably limping after last week's victory over the Commanders, and he's been dealing with this hamstring thing for a couple weeks now, and now he hasn't practiced for the second day in a row. Knowing Devontae, I know he wants to be out there. I wouldn't shock me if I saw him as a limited participant tomorrow on Friday's report, and then he suits up for Sunday. But he's been banged up for a few weeks now, so this is an important game. I'll get into that when I talk about the playoff scenarios in a second here. As much as we all would like to give Smitty a day off and make sure he's healthy, you kind of need him for this game. You can give him off against like the Panthers in later weeks if you know, as long as he can survive these games, give him off on a game that we can win without him with. But we would like to see him out there against the Rams in a pivotal NFC matchup. So hopefully he can practice tomorrow in at least a limited capacity, and he can be ready for Sunday. But not ideal to not see him practicing for a couple days now, as far as Wednesday and Thursday goes. So we'll keep an eye on that injury and see what goes on tomorrow's practice. Britton Covey was a full participant in today's practice, and he had his 21-day practice window opened yesterday. So it looks like he might be back. I think if he's to be activated, if he does get activated, I think it would be in a situation where Bryce Huff is put on IR. They open up that spot, and Britton Covey comes back, and he's the primary punt returner once again. I know Vic Fangio can't wait to get Cooper DeJean off of punt returns. He said it a couple times, like, I don't love it. I'm not a fan of it, but, I mean, we're going to do what we have to do. So the sooner Britton Covey can come back, the happier Vic Fangio will be about keeping Cooper DeJean off punt returns. But good to see Covey back. He was in the mix offensively. He got blasted in that Saints game on the sidelines. Shoulder got lit up on the sidelines. He's so tiny. And then that separated his shoulder, so he was out all those weeks. But he was basically like the third receiver for the first couple weeks of the season. It was AJ, it was Devontae, and then Covey was getting the most targets after that. But John Dotson has been getting more looks ever since. So we'll see if they incorporate Britton Covey back into the offense or if he's just going to be strictly the return option. So good to see Covey back. It's been about a little over a month since we've seen him. So always happy to get players back as we get deeper into the season. So that's all I have as far as injuries go. Now, for the playoff scenarios, I want to stress how important this game is this Sunday for the Philadelphia Eagles as far as seeding goes, because Detroit right now currently sitting at 9-1. The Eagles are 8-2, so obviously they're a game back. They need this Rams game this Sunday to have any chance at the one seed. If they lose to the Rams, not only are they two losses behind Los Angeles, but they will lose out on the tiebreaker because the Lions already beat the Rams earlier in the season. So there'll be two losses behind, and they'll lose the tiebreak. So even if the Lions lose two games down the stretch and the Eagles win out after the Rams, you lose the tiebreaker. If you're both sitting there at 14-3? If you're both sitting there 14-3, Lions win the tiebreak because they beat the Rams earlier in the season. If both teams are sitting at 15-2, if both teams win out, they're both sitting at 15-2, the Eagles would need the Lions to lose to Green Bay. Their matchup week 14, I believe, to Green Bay, because the Eagles beat the Packers earlier this season. So the Eagles will win that tiebreak if they both win out at 15-2. Now, there's other scenarios, like if the Eagles beat the Rams and then they lose down the stretch to someone else or what have you. There's so many other scenarios. But the Rams game for right now is the most important, because if you lose that game, you essentially need the Lions to lose three more games. And I don't see that happening. And I don't think any of you see that happening. So I don't think that is a realistic situation. So you have to beat the Rams so you can stay in the race for the number one seed, home field advantage, obviously the first round bye and all that jazz. Like I said, I know it's early, 2 months out, but it's good to keep an eye on these things now so you're aware of the situation as we get closer to the playoffs. So moral of the story, beat the Rams So you have a chance at the one seed. If you lose, you need the Lions to lose three times. That's not going to happen. It's over from that point on. So that is that.
Ritual is hardly the only brand running a Black Friday sale, and you've probably got tons of baby items on your list. But how about what your body needs? With a range of pregnancy-safe nutrient support, including natal choline and their best-selling prenatal multivitamin, Ritual is where you can use your savings to support you and your baby. Products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through their trademark traceable supply chain. So don't skip the essentials. Shop 40% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. So, Sunday night, Eagles versus Matthew Stafford and the Rams, a familiar opponent. We played them last season. The Eagles won that game 23-14. These are my key matchups. I have three of them for this game coming up this Sunday. Number one, we have A.J. Brown versus cornerback Akilo Witherspoon. They both play exclusively on the outside, so I'm certain they'll see a lot of each other. Witherspoon is giving up an 122.5 passer rating when targeted this season. He's allowed 15 catches on 20 targets this season, so there should be plenty of opportunity for A.J. to do damage, especially if there's no Devontae Smith involved. It could be a big A.J. game. A.J. had 6 catches for 127 yards in that win I had just mentioned against the Rams last season. So I would expect A.J. to be involved a lot. He's had some really quiet 100-yard games. Sometimes you look at the stats because we're so enamored with Saquon Barkley. You look at the box score after the game, and you're like, wow, A.J. had 105 yards this game. It didn't even seem like it because that is the expectation at this point. But I feel like this is a game where we could see multiple touchdowns from A.J. Brown given the state of the Rams' secondary. So I'll look for A.J. Brown to beat up on Akilo Witherspoon as far as the offense goes this Sunday. Next matchup for us, I think that the rookie of the year race, the defensive rookie of the year race, could be decided this weekend when you're looking at Jared Verse versus Jordan Mailata. And then obviously you have Quinyon Mitchell against the Rams skill players. I'll talk about that in a second. Jared Verse is having a hell of a rookie season. It's no surprise why he's the leading candidate right now for defensive rookie of the year. From a production standpoint, it's hard to argue it. 4.5 sacks, 48 pressures, 14 QB hits, 2 forced fumbles. That's a lot of production for a rookie. He's wrecking games himself, and he's been doing it against pretty good teams. So if he gets nullified, if he comes against the Eagles and Jordan Mailata doesn't let him do anything, because Jordan Mailata has only given up 1 sack this season. No QB hits he's allowed on the year. Now, he was out all that time. He was on IR, so take that into consideration. But Mailata isn't giving up a lot of sacks. He hasn't historically. So if he can keep Jared Verse at bay and make sure he doesn't get anywhere near Jalen Hurts, and then Quinyon has an impressive outing against 2 top receivers like Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp, this could go a long way in Quinyon taking that Defensive Rookie of the Year award. But I like Jared Verse as a player. He was a guy that I had circled for the Eagles during last year's draft if they decided to go edge rusher. So it doesn't surprise me. He's having a great season. I just need him to slow down a little bit so that Quinyon can catch up. And he just might be able to if he can just, I'm not saying like keep Puka Nacua to 0 yards like he did to Terry last year, because Puka is as close as you can get to matchup proof at this point. Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp combined for 13 catches, 229 receiving yards, and 3 touchdowns against New England last week. That is a lot of production between 2 guys. And the Rams offense is healthy for the first time in a long time. They didn't have Puka for the beginning of the year. They lost Cooper Kupp for a stretch in the middle of the year, and they had to rely heavily on Kyren Williams, and now they're all back. And it has been pretty much any weapon Matthew Stafford wants at his disposal. Cooper DeJean is going to be seeing a lot of Cooper Kupp in the slot. Going to be Cooper on Cooper crime I guess is what we can call it. DeJean leads the NFL in fewest yards allowed per attempt as the nearest defender. So I would expect Sean McVay to scheme away from DeJean. He's probably going to be playing a chess match with Vic Fangio over there. And he might be a little more patient with the run game than past teams have been against the Eagles with Kyren Williams. Kyren was putting up numbers. He had a crazy like 8-10 game streak with a touchdown. But then the Rams got their star receivers back. And now Kyren has kind of come back down to earth a little bit. But he's still a very, very good running back. He's a threat out of the backfield. And he can easily go off for 100 yards rushing if you don't contain him. But as far as the run game goes for the Rams, Matthew Stafford is not what you would consider to be a running threat. This man has scrambled 0 times on 369 dropbacks this year. He has not run once. That is the textbook definition of a statue quarterback. So if the pass rush, if you can get after Matthew Stafford and make him make mistakes, as this Eagles defense has done in recent weeks, they have forced opposing quarterbacks and opposing teams into bad mistakes. They've had 11 turnovers over the last 4 games, and they can bait the offense into making mistakes. And as good and savvy as Matthew Stafford is, he can make a mistake or two, and you can get that pass rush back there and disrupt him. Remember Hassan Reddick last year? He clinched the game on a sack, if I remember right. So if you can use the pass rush, get to Stafford, and you can contain these receivers, Quinyon can stay on Puka or Slay. I'm sure Slay will see Puka a lot of the time because the Eagles don't flip corners. They don't like shadow receivers. They just stay on the side. So if Puka is on one side against Quinyon, then Slay will be looking at DeMarcus Robinson and vice versa. I'm sure everyone will get a look. They have Tutu Atwell and other guys that get in there as well. But the spotlight is going to be on Cooper DeJean and Quinyon, essentially against Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua. And that is a juicy, juicy matchup to watch. And I cannot wait to see how it unfolds on Sunday night. My prediction for Sunday. Let me see real quick what the line is. I know the Eagles are favored. What is the points for the Eagles? The Eagles are favored by 3 points. 3-point favorites. My prediction for this game, I think the Eagles win this game 31-17. The Rams are too good on offense not to score. They'll find the end zone a couple times. I think Puka will get loose. I don't know who will be responsible, but he will get loose. Like I said, he's matchup proof. There's no way he's not going to have any yards. Like, it's going to happen. And Cooper Kupp is way too good as well. So I think that they'll get theirs, but the Eagles offense is going to be rolling. This is the week that I think the passing attack can find its rhythm, because as great as Saquon has been, the passing attack has been leaving a lot to be desired. I had to check Devontae Smith's yards today because I was like, I feel like he's kind of been not doing a whole lot in recent weeks, and he has over 500 yards because I was scared. I was like, oh my God, don't tell me he has like 300 yards. He has 500 yards, but it's been taking a little bit for this passing attack to find a rhythm, obviously, because now they're a rushing team with Saquon, so that's fine and all. But I think this is a game where you can hit AJ a lot. This feels like a 125 yard game for AJ Brown, especially if Smitty is not playing. And I've been chasing this Jahan Dotson touchdown bet for like 3 weeks now. I did it last week against the Commanders. I did it the week prior. The one week I don't do it for the real loyalists that have been listening to this for a while and follow me on social media, they'll remember the days of me betting on J-Draw touchdown or Sega Whiteside touchdown. And I bet it every week for like 10 weeks. And the week that he finally got it, he like recovered a fumble in the end zone. I didn't bet it. And I will not make that mistake this time. I'm betting Jahan Dotson touchdown every single week until he does it. And maybe he does it against the Rams. But this is a game where I think Jalen Hurts can attack the Rams through the air and get AJ Brown going and those receivers. So I look forward to seeing that on Sunday. My final prediction, 31-17 for the Philadelphia Eagles. They improved to 9-2 on the season and stay firmly in the race for that number one seed in the NFC. They need this game. They lose it. They need Detroit to lose 3 games. Not happening, guys. Not happening. Appreciate you guys for tuning into this episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. Follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod. Do the same on all Apple or all podcast platforms. I'm sorry, Apple iTunes, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. Always appreciated you guys. Until the next one, I'll catch y'all. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.